Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big game that is getting much of the discussion right now, of course it is what happened in Dallas. The Buffalo Bills go on the road, and they do work on the Dallas Cowboys. The final score was 26-15. It was not that close. Buffalo did what they wanted at times on offense. I thought Josh Allen was fantastic. I continue to be impressed with his development. The story, though, away from the Buffalo Bills, who, by the way, are 9-3 now. They're 5-1 on the road, and they're a legitimate team in the AFC. You can diminish them. You can say they're the Bills, whatever. But you know what they do? They run the football. They play defense. You do that, you're going to have an opportunity to win games in the postseason. And if you go to Buffalo, it's a tough place to play. And they've already proven that they can win on the road. So do I think they're going to a Super Bowl? No. But I do like what the Bills are doing. And if I'm a Bills fan, I'm really excited about the direction of the team, the franchise, and where they're headed, especially with Josh Allen continuing to develop as a quarterback in this league. Here's the conversation that is being had, though. What now with the Dallas Cowboys? I am not one of these people that looks at this loss and says, oh, that's it. It's over. I don't look at it like that because I don't think this loss is as bad as everybody makes it out to be. I think part of the reason you've got to have two parties, all right? It takes two to tango. It takes two to fight. You know, like that whole song and dance. It takes two participants in this whole thing that happened in Dallas earlier today. All right. You needed two willing participants. All right. The first one was the Dallas Cowboys, who didn't play a very good game. The second willing participant was the Buffalo Bills, who did play a really good game. So we can sit here and try and say, well, this is a terrible loss for the Cowboys. They played an 8-win team coming into the game, a team that's won games on the road, a team that's only lost once on the road. Buffalo's a good football team. So I don't think this is the rock bottom moment for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't buy into that theory. I think that's a diminishing the Buffalo Bills, which I think is dumb to do if you've spent any time watching this team. You know they've got some players and they can play. If you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you're bummed out and you're bothered by how this team looks. Might I remind you, you still lead the division. Like, it's not over. This is not panic time. This was a vanity loss is what it was. All right, there's no real issue here. This is a vanity loss. Because everybody else saw it, that's why you're embarrassed. Like, there's a big difference between falling down in public and falling down in public and breaking your nose. Dallas didn't fall down in public and break their nose. They just fell down in public and they're embarrassed. Now, oh my God, everybody saw that. We look how bad we look to the Bills. You still lead the division. Like, as it stands right now, you're going to the playoffs representing the NFC East in the division. So at some point, you got to knock on a Cowboy fan's front door and say, hey, man, get over yourself. Like, okay, yeah, not ideal. You're 6-6. You're a 500 football team. Okay, still win the division. You can still go on and win your division and go to the playoffs. Focus on that. But this wasn't as bad a loss as everybody makes it seem to be. Like, if the Buffalo Bills came in and they were the Bills of 3 years ago and they were a bad football team, or 4 years ago when they weren't a playoff team, I get it. If it's J.P. Lossman, directing, if it's E.J. Manuel and the Buffalo Bills, I get it. But this is a developing young quarterback, a really good defense, a really well-coached team, a team that was in the playoffs a couple of years ago. This isn't Nathan Peterman's Bills. This is a good football team. You didn't fall down and break your nose. You just fell down. This is a hit to your ego. This is an ego blow. This is a vanity trip. This isn't a damaging trip. But you're the Cowboys. And so because of that, emotions run high. There were reports that players were screaming in the locker room afterwards. Michael Bennett reportedly is the guy who was the one that was yelling in the locker room. I mean, let's be honest. You know, if somebody gave you a list of five options and said, hey, there was a player screaming in the locker room afterwards and you had to bet on one of them, wouldn't we all have bet it was going to be Michael Bennett? I mean, come on. I mean, who do you think it was? Brett Maher? I mean, you think it was Brett Maher blaming his holder for not getting the snap down correctly or something? I mean, this is just what comes with the territory and what comes with the Dallas Cowboys. But Jerry Jones did speak after the game, and you knew that he would. And in fact, Jerry Jones got pretty emotional afterwards.
I know Jason very well. I've had a wonderful opportunity to spend a football life with him, so I know him very well. You know, without a doubt, you've seen it. Nobody wants it to go. And I'm going to tell you this right now, he's got my back too. For me, I'm looking ahead at another ball game, and I'm looking ahead at winning five straight, and helping write a story that they'll talk about how it looked like you were down and out and got it done. I mean that. That's the way that I'm operating. Every decision that I make over the next month will be with an eye in mind to get us in the Super Bowl now.
It seems like you have tears in your eyes. Can you just talk about your emotions right now?
Well, I have it because I've been in a very emotional locker room. Okay. With a lot of other guys that are emotional. And that's
what it is. So, Jerry Jones, emotional, teary-eyed after the loss. And look, Jerry Jones, he does care. Like, this is his pride and joy. He's invested a lot. He's sacrificed a lot for the organization, for the team. I 100% get it. You know, like it's why when, you know, people tell you, well, you know what, players, you know, if I was making that kind of money, I mean, who cares? Just take the money. Yeah, but it's different for guys like that. For Jerry Jones, it is different. Yes, he's making money. And yes, ultimately, it is a business and he's happy about it, but the losses still do affect him. I remember talking to a former NFL player who said, man, you want to know when you're not thinking about how much you make as a player? When you're going over the middle and some guy puts his helmet in your ribs. That's when you're not thinking about how much you're going to make every 2 weeks or every game check. You're not thinking about it. Like, you're focused on the agony that you're in and trying to recover from that. So, yes, this is personal to Jerry Jones. He is getting emotional. And I think Jerry Jones ultimately wants it to work out with Jason Garrett. He's a loyal guy. He doesn't want to have to fire people. Like getting rid of Dez Bryant. I mean, you think that was ideal for Jerry Jones? I think he understood that he had to do it, but I don't think Jerry Jones liked it, even when Tony Romo left the Dallas Cowboys. I think Jerry Jones struggled with it. Tony Romo was still going to high school games for Jerry Jones' grandson at the time. So Jerry's a loyal dude, sometimes a little bit too loyal. So the reality of having to fire Jason Garrett after the season is a real one. But again, after the season is the most underlying portion of that statement. The reports that they were going to make a change before the end of the year is insane. It doesn't make sense. You still have a division lead. And I go back to what I was talking about earlier. One of the other problems with the Dallas Cowboys isn't so much coaching, or it's not whether or not Zeke's at 100%, or the offensive line, or whether Dak's the best quarterback in the league and deserving of $35, $40 million. It's the constant pressure and spotlight on the team. I think it wears guys out. I think it's great to be a Dallas Cowboy off the field. But on the field, constant pressure, never good enough, unrealistic expectations, an owner who's doing two interview hits a week for 105.3 The Fan or 3.5 The Fan, whatever the combination is on that locker. I have no idea. But like doing interviews on The Fan, like when's the last time you heard Jason Garrett say something substantial to where you said, you know what, that's a guy who's really got the locker room? Like, I don't think it's because he's not capable. I think it's because Jason Garrett just doesn't feel like he has any freedom to do it. I mean, think about it. Jerry Jones was the first guy you went to after the game. Like, the first guy we were able to obtain sound of after the game was the owner. What other team in the NFL is that the case? There's no other team in the NFL where immediately after the game, the owner is there to take your questions. Like, nobody. Like, I don't even know who owns the Buffalo Bills. I have no idea. Is it the guy who owns Anchor Bar and Grill? Like, I have no idea. Like, he wasn't there to, and they won the game. He wasn't, but Jerry Jones is right there. I think that's a problem. And if I'm a candidate, and I swear to you, this is, if you don't think that this is part of the issue, why do you think Parcells and Jerry Jones butted heads at times? You know, why do you think Jimmy Johnson wanted out? I mean, this is a guy, Jerry Jones. And look, this is not to knock Jerry Jones, because ultimately this is his team. He could do whatever the hell he wants. But from the outside looking in, I've never met Jerry Jones. I think I've talked to him on the phone once for an interview or something like that. Could not have been a nicer guy. Everything I've heard is he's a great guy. A great guy. Takes care of the media. Takes care, like, he's a super nice guy. So all I'll say is this. When Jerry Jones, and this is a fact, in a draft room, tells Jimmy Johnson, hey, would you mind next time the camera comes in here to discuss this with me, or make it seem like you're discussing it with me so it makes it look like I have some input on this draft? When he says that, and that is a story that's been confirmed for years, like, isn't that a telltale sign that maybe he wants the sort of involvement that he just maybe doesn't or shouldn't have? You know what I mean? Like, it's such a hands-on approach that it's almost helicopter parent-like. To where it's now doing more damage than it is good. And I just think, if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, although you're not going to make the guy sell the team, or you're not going to get rid of Jerry Jones, at some point the conversation has to be, man, we've had a lot of coaches come through here the past 20 years. Jason Garrett, Wade Phillips, Dave Campbell. We've had a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of players, a lot of Pro Bowlers, a lot of guys on defense. There's one constant, and it's Jerry Jones. And I think his constantly having to do interviews, constantly being the first voice that's heard after a game, constantly being heard during the week, I just think it wears guys out, and it sets an unrealistic expectation for the franchise, and I think they're doomed to fail before the season starts every year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So I was watching the first game in the NFL was the Bears and the Lions. And first things first, David Blau played pretty damn good. For a guy who'd never seen any NFL action, his first career start, it's on Thanksgiving, it's on short notice, and David Blau goes in there, first pass, first completion of his NFL career, 75-yard touchdown pass to Kenny Golladay against a tough Bears defense. And so while I'm watching this game, it's kind of similar to the Cowboys in that if somebody were to tell you and they were to pull you aside and say, all right, who gets the most blame for the Dallas Cowboys struggles, the answer is Jason Garrett. Garrett's the guy who gets most of the blame. Now, if I were to pull you aside and say, okay, who gets the most blame for the Chicago Bears struggles? The answer would be Mitch Trubisky. While I'm watching that game earlier, Mitch Trubisky played pretty well. I mean, there were a couple of plays that were questionable. interception on a bad throw, could have ran for a first down. I think the game probably shouldn't have been that close, but that kind of sums up how the Bears have been all season long. And so I'm watching that game, and I'm noticing that there are certain things that are happening. That there's a bonehead roughing the passer penalty on Leonard Floyd, which continue to drive. There's blown coverage by the defense. There's questionable and delayed decision-making by the play getting into the offense. There's a drop. There's an illegal block in the back. There's a holding penalty. There's an illegal hand. I'm noticing all these things that are happening, yet we don't really hear about all that other stuff when it comes to the Bears. All we hear about is Mitch Trubisky. That's all we hear about. Like, he's the only one that seems to be getting any of the blame. And if it sounds familiar, it's because the same thing happened last year in the playoff game. Like, all we heard about after the playoff game was what? Double doink, Cody Parkey, 11 missed kicks, he's terrible, gotta go, does an interview on Good Morning Chicago or whatever it was, looks like a tool, and then they got rid of him. But nobody wanted to be accountable for, yeah, but, you know, if you're like this, like, offensive mastermind, why did you only score 15 points in a playoff game at home? Like, if you're this, like, stud defense, why did you give up a 60-yard drive to a backup quarterback in a playoff game at home? If your offense is all about rhythm and your offense is all about having success, why did you go 3 plays and minus 2 yards in a playoff game when you had a chance to ice the game? Like, it was Parkey last year. It's Trubisky this year. What's the common denominator? Like, there's more issues there. It's not just Mitch Trubisky. And for some reason, he's the only one that gets blamed. Are we totally certain? Are we 100% sure that Matt Nagy's a good head coach? We're 100% sure on that. Because there are times during those games to where you wonder, okay, are those players just not disciplined? Do they not, like, understand time and situation? Like, who's responsible for that? And so I like what Matt Nagy does. I think he seems to be a good motivator. He seems to be a really good guy. The team seems to like him a lot. Yet there are times when I'm watching that game that I go, man, there's more issues here than just Mitch Trubisky. It's easy to just point at one thing and blame that. That's the easy thing to do. But there are more problems with that Chicago Bear team than just Mitch Trubisky. And it was so obvious watching that game. I mean, bonehead plays. You've got to stop near the goal line. And there's a roughing the passer on a hit out of bounds, another tackle out of bounds. Like, there's times during games where they look lost. Like, you call a timeout, you come out, and then you get a false start and you turn the ball over on downs. Like, whose fault is that? Why are they not together? Why are they not organized? Whose fault is that? Is that all Trubisky's fault too? Or is he just the one that's going to be the scapegoat? Just like Cody Parkey was the scapegoat last year. And the way that they handled Cody Parkey and all of that after the season, I thought was terrible. So while I watch that game, yeah, the Bears get a win. They go on the road. They get a win. And I don't care who you are in the NFL, and you could talk to anybody in the NFL, they'll say the same thing. Yes, it's the Detroit Lions. Yes, their pass defense is crap. Yes, it was a third-string quarterback. Look, you go on a short week on national TV and you win a game on the road, a game that is dedicated to that team like it is for the Detroit Lions, like it is for the Dallas Cowboys, you take it any way you can get it. So if you're a Bear fan, if you're the Bears, you feel good, you got out of there, you're 500, you got to win on the road at Detroit, you sweep the Lions. But man, at some point, somebody's got to point out that there are other flaws on this team. It's not just Mitch Trubisky. There are other issues with this football team.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
He is John Brown of the Buffalo Bills, who is joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. You saw him earlier as the Bills go into Dallas, into the Jerry Dome, and get a big win over the Dallas Cowboys. John, thanks so much for the time, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate a few minutes of your time.
Oh, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
I appreciate it, man. So I don't understand, and I've been saying this, and this isn't just me trying to ball wash you here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm being honest with you. I've been saying for a couple of weeks now that the Bills are one of my more favorite teams to watch in the league because I love the style. I love the environment. I love watching games in Buffalo. We're out here in L.A. We don't get inclement weather. It rained and people are staying indoors like there's a cyclone outside. And so I watch you guys, and it's a crazy environment and a crazy place to play. Oh, and by the way, you guys are 9-3. I didn't understand why this was looked at as a terrible loss for the Dallas Cowboys as much as, no, you guys are for real.
Oh, you know, people, they always going to count us out, you know. We always going to be the underdogs, and that's what we love. And, you know, no matter the situation, wherever we play at, we're going to continue to play that. And we're playing real great on the road also.
Does Josh – I want to talk about Josh Allen, his arm. The first time you caught a quick slant from Josh Allen, what did it feel like?
Oh, you know, it's just something nice, you know. It's beautiful, you know. It's just like – holding my daughter in my arms and, you know, just looking at it. So it's like one of the prettiest passes ever.
I mean, he's like the guy. How far could he actually throw the football? I've heard 90 yards before. What have you seen him done in practice or warmups that you go, good God, this guy's got a gift?
I've seen him throw like 70, you know, without even warming up.
That's unbelievable. My arm would fall off my torso if I tried to throw 70 yards. He is John Brown of the Buffalo Bills joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox in for Rob Parker, Chris Broussard here on FSR. So now you threw a touchdown pass in this game earlier today. Have you heard the call from Bills Radio yet? Have you heard that call yet?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
All right, well, can we do the honors? Can we play the call of your – and I believe this is your first touchdown pass in the NFL, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your first pass attempt, right?
No, my second.
A second pass attempt, so your first touchdown. Here's how it sounded earlier on Bills Radio.
A little flip. They're going around. Oh, end around. They're going to throw it. John Brown trying to fire it downfield. He's got Singletary. He's got the catch. He makes the catch. Touchdown. Touchdown. John Brown to motor. Devin Singletary. Touchdown, Buffalo. Unbelievable. What a play. What a play for the touchdown. 28 yards.
So when you can make the announcer's voice crack like that, you've done something, John Brown. How did that play? When the play gets called in the huddle, take me through that. Are you immediately excited like we've got an opportunity here, or what is that like for us?
Oh, once they called it, you know, I was calm about it. And, you know, like the players coming to me and they was like, you nervous? And you know, I was trying to be calm like I'm Josh Allen, like I do this on the daily. So I was all cool about it and, you know, I stayed calm and, you know, Singletary was so wide open, you know, I just put a little air on it so it could hit him. You know, not even try to show off the arm or nothing.
John Brown of the Buffalo Bills joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Just a couple more minutes with you here, John, because I know you got to hop on a bus and get back home. What is the ceiling for this team? When you guys have conversations about what you want to accomplish this year, where does it start? What's the ultimate goal?
Oh, you know, the ultimate goal is, you know, to take care of one play at a time, you know, eliminate penalties. And, you know, most of all, just focus on us.
Favorite Thanksgiving Day dish? All right, outside of turkey, because that's just the easy go-to answer. What's your favorite Thanksgiving Day dish?
Chitlins.
What is it?
Chitlins.
What is chitlins? What is that?
You don't know what chitlins
No,
are?
I don't, man, I don't know. What is chitlins? I like fried mac
something
and cheese.
Like, pig guts or something like it's real good, though.
Wow, interesting.
You should try it out. I guess it's a southern thing or something.
Oh, so it's pig intestines. We do have it here that it is pig intestines. I'll be honest with you, that would have been the last thing I would have guessed in my entire life, that you would have gotten pig intestines. But you know what, man? You throw a touchdown pass, you get a win on Thanksgiving. You guys are 9-3. You're rolling, and I mean what I say. You're one of my favorite teams to watch in the league. I love what's happening there. You can eat whatever the hell you want. Thanks. We appreciate it, John Brown, for a few minutes of your time. Have a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, man.
Same to you.
All right, there he is, John Brown of the Buffalo Bills here on Fox Sports Radio. Pig intestines. I mean, you know, Tyshirt, as a vegan, I mean, that had to send shivers down your spine.
So, Jonas, there's a few things that I might have to pass on, even if I was starving of death almost. I think I'd have to pass on that one.
I'll be honest with you.
What's up?
The last thing I would have guessed that he would have
Would you have tried that? Say
pig
you're
intestines?
At his house and he's like, Jonas, you got to try some of this.
No, I'll eat dog food.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. No shot. I can't. I just can't do it. I'm not one of these. Oh, I'll eat anything. No, I absolutely won't eat anything, pig intestines included. Most notably pig intestines. I actually did that. That I'll be honest with you, that really surprised me.
I still don't believe it's a thing. I don't believe it.
That's crazy. I mean, it's like, you know, when people put, I've seen people put crickets or grasshoppers on their pizza before. I mean, it's just bizarre. Let's go live to our I Also Eat Very Bizarre Foods insider, Steve DeSega, for the latest. Steve?
No, I very much heard of chitlins because it's part of Southern cooking, and it's especially part of, as you were asking for, holiday traditions. In looking up just to make sure, and you're correct of what they are, there was a headline that USA Today reprinted. It said, chitlins, the most polarizing holiday tradition in the South. Yeah. It said, the joke is, if you cook them for the holidays, your kitchen could smell like chitlins pretty much through the new year.
Let me tell you something. I lived in the South. If somebody offered me pig intestines, I'd call the cops and I'd have them arrested.
That's why they're called something
sick.
Else.
All right,
yeah.
That is absolutely revolting. I mean, but look, you throw a touchdown pass. Like I said, he can do whatever the hell he wants. All right, he throws a touchdown pass. The Bills are 9-3. Good for them. I am stunned, borderline shook right now. The look on and my eyes met Tyshirt's eyes because he's a vegan. So like if you know, if somebody brings in gummy bears, Tyshirt goes into convulsions. I am just stunned at what we just discovered here on Fox Sports Radio. I did not expect that.
They apparently need to be shall we say handled properly in advance of being clean to cook.
Yeah, and by handling them, you mean throw them in the trash, is what you mean.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
That's, wow, just a stunning development. So John Brown of the Buffalo Bills, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here on Fox Sports Radio. A big win for the Bills, throws a touchdown, the Bills are rolling, and also likes pig intestines. That's his favorite Thanksgiving Day dish.
There are people before the South Carolina Clemson game that have this as food.
No, look, I've been to that game. Not anywhere I was at. All right, Jello shots, saw it. Beers, saw it. Bratwurst, barbecues, burgers, saw it. I never saw pig intestines, and if I did, I would have run screaming from the stadium. And I've been to that game. That is just a disturbing development here on Fox Sports.
Have you heard the saying, Jonas? You know, just because you can, you shouldn't. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, man. That's
like,
I know nothing should go to waste, but
I'll tell you something. Like, if I wanted to, I could walk in here tomorrow, work in the show, and wear women's clothing. I won't.
Oh,
it's an option. I'm not going to do it. There's a lot of things I see on the shelves at a grocery store I'm not going to eat. You know what I feel like tonight? Laundry detergent. You know, that's what I'll get tonight.
Tide Pods.
Yeah, wow. I had no idea that was a thing.
It's kind of like the thing before the Texas-Oklahoma game where they can pretty much fry anything. Just fill in the blank. It's fried whatever at the Texas State Fair.
But that's like ding-dongs and Twinkies and Oreos.
There's fried butter is one of the delicacies.
No, there's not.
Yes.
No, there's absolutely
fried
not.
Butter.
No, that's fried heart attack, Steve.
Fried butter at the Texas State Fair.
Why don't they just open you up and just inject it straight in?
Oh, my God. Actually, you know what? I think I'd rather have chitlins and fried butter now.
There you go. Fried.
All right, well,
serve it.
Chitlins wins.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.